Britain is facing the prospect of bigger labor problems. Strikes have been disrupting parts of the country's rail network, and the Postal Workers Union has decided to vote on whether to reject management's latest pay offer. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London that Britain's domestic problems have put Prime Minister Tony Blair on the defensive.
A jet-lagged Tony Blair faced the first Prime Minister's question time of the new year. The nation's newspaper commentators sharpened their pencils for their globe-trotting Prime Minister, who's just returned from a tour of India and Pakistan, two of the 20 countries he's visited since September 11th. One writer remarked, "It's always exciting when a famous statesman comes to our little island country and puts us at our ease by wearing our national dress, a suit and tie." The mood in the House of Commons yesterday ran along similar lines.
Graham Brady.
Mr. Speaker, during his current visit to the United Kingdom, would the Prime Minister turn his attention? Would he turn his attention to the case of my constituent?
One loyal backbencher said he was gratified by the Prime Minister's stopover to see troops in Afghanistan this week. The opposition jeered. A clearly irked Tony Blair seized on the chance to defend his new role as international troubleshooter by deriding the Conservatives.
They're against us being part of the security force in Afghanistan. They're against us being in Sierra Leone. They're against us being in Macedonia. They're against us being in Europe. It's the Howard Hughes School of Diplomacy, but I don't think it's very effective.
The Tory riposte was to talk about problems nearer to home, such as Britain's collapsing rail network. With new strikes threatened and train delays mounting, along with public disgust, Conservatives believe they have finally found the once-invincible Prime Minister's weak spot. Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith was scornful on the state of the transport network.
Well, I know the Prime Minister's been away for a long time, but while he's been away, his transport policy has descended into farce.
Blair blamed the botched privatization of the rails by the previous Conservative government and its years of underinvestment. Liberal Democrat leader Charles Kennedy challenged Blair's claim that investment has risen sharply under Labour.
Does he not really feel the need to explain to people today across the country why into year five of a Labour government with a generally benign economic scenario that our transport policy is still, quite frankly, a shambles?
Blair condemned the rail strikes that have already produced nightmarish commutes. The government is keen not to be seen mired in industrial action reminiscent of the 1970s and wants arbitration to end the pay dispute. To complicate matters, the government's Minister for Europe admitted today that Labour was too slow to improve Britain's rail system, which he said is now the worst in Europe. It's so bad, says a report by the Liberal Democrats, that last year delays cost commuters 3,500 years in wasted time. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.